When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Already Friends. This is Kara.
And this is Allison.
Today, we're going to talk about summer travels, what we recommend for you guys, and what we're kind of hoping to do this summer. I know it's not officially summer yet, but it definitely has gotten warmer out. It's about to be Memorial Day weekend, and we know a lot of you guys are traveling for the holidays. We're traveling for the holiday. So I feel like all of that has just kind of gotten us in the mood to talk about this.
I know. And travel is one of our foundational pieces of the podcast, and we haven't talked about it in a little while.
Yeah. So I think this will be a little bit of a shorter episode because in our catch up, we'll talk about this. But I literally get married on Sunday and it's Tuesday. So wait, no. Oh my God, I don't even know what day it is. It's Monday, actually. So that's a lie. It's Monday, but I still have so much to do and I leave tomorrow. So that's why it's going to be a nice short and sweet episode.
I commend you so much for even getting the episode in. When you said you could record it, I was like, are you okay? Like, how are you doing it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, it's okay if it's shorter, right? And Allison's like, yes. I'm like, okay, I literally have 8 million things to do. But
and whenever Kara and I get really busy, it's like, how are we going to squeeze in the podcast? But then we start talking and we'll be like, we'll keep it short. We have to hop off right after. And then all of a sudden, 2.5 hours pass and we're like catching up on FaceTime about all these things. And we're like, we did have other stuff to do.
I know, but it's so much more fun to do this and like catch up. So yeah, we hopefully don't do that today, honestly. Cause I'm like, this is the one time where I'm like, okay, I need to have some discipline with myself because I don't want to be scrambling tomorrow because we're driving. So here, I guess I can do my catch up really quick. So we're driving to Charleston because the wedding's in Charleston this weekend. Friday, we're having a welcome party. Saturday, rehearsal dinner. And then Sunday's the wedding. And then of course, like other things in between. But we're going to drive because I'm like, I'm going to have so much stuff. I don't want to fly and be worried that I have to get under 50 pounds for a suitcase. So I was like, let's just drive. It's only 13 hours. For me, that's like nothing. For you, that's nothing. For some of our listeners, especially our international listeners, are probably like, what the heck? But it's only 13 hours. So we're going to break it up. Either do 5 hours tomorrow and then seven. Actually, it's like 12 and a half. 7 the next day or 7 tomorrow and 5 the next day. But I'm hoping maybe tomorrow is like the 5 and we can like leave a little bit later, leave like noon or something and not be as rushed to get out. So I just got to like, I got to pack today. I got to get all my stuff together so that I'm not scrambling tomorrow because I know that I will be scrambling tomorrow anyways. But if I can make it the least amount of scrambling possible, that's ideal.
100%. I think that's so smart to drive because then you also have the peace of mind of having your car.
Yeah.
Which alleviates any like errand things and you can just at the venue, leave a bunch of backup stuff in your car.
Yeah, we'll have a few cars, luckily. And my parents are driving as well because they're in Birmingham. So Birmingham to Charleston's not too bad. McKenna drove. She's already in South Carolina because Julian, who he works for the MLB, had some games that he was going to in Greenville. Or maybe it was in Asheville, North Carolina. So they're there now. And then they're going to be going down pretty soon. But yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. Lots of good things. And I will save all the wedding stuff for the next time I podcast because I don't want to share too much because I feel like I'll have so much to say afterwards. And also I'm just like, I was telling Allison, I'm like, I'm so been doing the wedding for like the last 2 weeks now. I'm like, I need to like enjoy it first and then I can come back on here and say all the fun things.
Yeah, you get to have your wedding before anyone else gets to have your wedding.
Yeah, exactly. I guess the last thing I can catch up on really quick before we like get into the topic. I did just have my last work trip before the wedding, which was honestly cutting it a little too close. It got pushed a little bit and I'm like, these are the final last days we can do this trip. I cannot push this any further or else I'm backing out. But it all worked out and we did Visit California. This is my third trip with them. And this time we started in San Francisco and drove east. So drove over through Napa. We did Santa Cruz, did Napa Valley, Murphy's, California, did these like caves and stuff, went through Sacramento, Grass Valley, Nevada City, and then Truckee, California, and then Flood, Reno. And it was a blast. I wish I had like more time. I would tell you guys so many fun things, but I'll say the highlight, you know, we did hot air ballooning. Okay, there's this really cool museum I'm going to recommend that I thought was going to be kind of lame. It's in San Jose. So it's like 35 minutes south of San Francisco, called the Winchester Mystery House. And it's this lady, 100 years ago, her family got rich. The Winchester family is like a gun manufacturer. So they made like millions, like $1 billion selling guns during the Civil War. And so then she was like this rich lady and her husband. Well, then the husband died. So she was this rich widow. I think she had like $600 million in today's money. And she built this 108-room house in San Jose. And it is the coolest thing ever because it's just like so wacky and crazy. And there's like doors that lead to nowhere and like stairs that go up into like the ceiling and go nowhere. And apparently she was haunted by these ghosts and a psychic told her that she was being haunted by all the souls that like the family's guns killed. And so
this is wild.
Yeah, it's actually so crazy. Guys, you need to go if you're ever in San Francisco. Because again, I thought it was gonna be like a silly, dumb museum, but it was fascinating. And you go in the house, obviously the museum is the house, and it's just so big. And apparently she made all these weird rooms to confuse the spirits that they couldn't like find where she was and like couldn't haunt her.
Ooh,
yeah. Okay. So, and it's a beautiful house. There's like a greenhouse, there's like four kitchens, and it's just gorgeous. And I actually really enjoyed that. So that's something I'm gonna shout. Yeah. And then I guess final thing I'll say, we walked with llamas on our trip and that was really fun. And that was probably my peak of the trip. We got to go on a walk with these llamas. And there was these two dogs. They were like Great Pyrenees. You know, those like big white fluffy dogs. They work at the llama farm and they like protect the llamas. And I thought that was so cute. And their names were Chloe, but they were just so cute. And there's these big white dogs like following us with our llamas, just like protecting them. Cause there's like bears and mountain lions and all these different things in California. So I just love that those dogs had a job and they had so much purpose. You could see it in their eyes.
For some reason, I was picturing camels at first, but no, llamas.
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder if they're cousins.
Maybe they're related. I mean, I always think of like llamas and alpacas that I get mixed up, but
yeah, those two. And they even also kind of look like ostriches in a weird way.
Like just like weird shaped animals. No.
Really long legs and necks and this like big body.
The llama thing was so fun. And I'm going to link that too because I highly recommend it. But have you heard like that llamas like spit on people? Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm. Because Emperor's New Groove, is that llamas?
Yeah, I think those are llamas. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, apparently like, because I was like, oh, are they going to like spit on us? And she's like, no, they only spit if they're in high stress situations. And these llamas love their life. They would never spit on anyone. I was like, oh wait, that's actually really sweet. But like when you go there, you just like, it's just this lady who like has lived there for 30 years. She's from Israel. She loves llamas. She just like has them out and they just roam and like graze. And it's so beautiful. Her house is stunning. It was such an interesting find, but I loved it so much. And then afterwards, like you just do a walk throughout her 100 acres and then you have pie with her and ice cream. And like the llamas just hang out with you. It's super cute.
What a week, from hot air balloons to a mystery house, yeah, to llamas.
And whale watching. We did whale watching. We did a ropes course. We did so many things. If it wasn't like during my wedding planning, because I feel like I would have posted more, but I don't have time. Like I'm like, every free moment, I'm like, I was getting ready for this weekend. So I guess I'll just have to keep the memories in my head.
Of all three Visit California trips that you've done, which excursions, if that's how you want to say it, destinations, was your favorite so far?
This one had really fun excursions. Like, I've always wanted to go whale watching, and we saw two humpback whales, and they breached in front of us, which is funny because we were just talking about breaching on the podcast a few weeks ago. And so they jumped and splashed, and that was rare. Or not rare, but that's what you hope for on a whale watching trip. You can't predict the whales. Like, you don't know what they're going to do. So these two whales, like, just, and apparently they just like went up and down and splashed like 8 or 10 times. And that's their way of communicating to each other and just kind of like saying hi. And we got lucky that we got to see that. So I think this one did have like the best excursions out of all of them.
Yay. Yeah. Well, at least it was worth it, yes, being so close to the wedding.
I agree. It was so worth it. It was a really fun trip. Okay, give us your updates. What's new with you? There's a lot.
I'll keep mine short.
I know.
Also, it's like we have the most going on ever, which is kind of meaning we can't talk about it all because we've got to go tend to all the things.
Exactly.
But eventually, I feel like once our lives slow down a little bit later this summer, we can give all of these side stories and evolutions the time that it deserves. But yeah, I mean, I've been kind of keeping you guys updated on the moving journey. So in Little Bohemia, my neighborhood, there was like the big spring market. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to capitalize on all these thousands of people down here and have like a moving sale just to get some stuff started. Like my lease doesn't end technically until July 31st, but I was like, there is so much stuff in here. 5 beds, 2 kitchens of stuff, 2 living rooms, 2 bathrooms. I'm like, we got to start the purge because I was getting overwhelmed even thinking about like, oh my God, if I have to put all of this into a moving truck or into storage, and if I get another place, it's not going to be this big. So like, no matter what, some things need to go. And it went well. Like I'm still looking around like, how is there still so much stuff? So last night I was up making deliveries like around Omaha, literally went to Fremont, which is like an hour away, just to deliver something because I was like, I just want these things to go to a new home. And it's like nice, cool vintage pieces that I'm like, I don't want to just drop it off at the thrift store. Like,
yeah,
I want someone to have these things because I've been collecting them forever. So I'm making progress. Each time someone picks something up or I make a delivery, I'm like, small win.
Yeah.
Yay. One less piece of furniture. And yeah, I've just been like seeing my people in between. I think, I mean, I said it with Faith 2 weeks ago that I was like, this schedule would have flatlined me a year ago, but I've been trying to not think about this as a quote transition, because I feel like when you think about things as a transition, you put other stuff off until after. It's like, oh, I'll work out when I'm done with this. I'll see this person when I'm done with this. I'll take care of myself when I'm done with it. And I've tried to be like, no, this is just life. Like it is a transition, but if I abandon myself in the process, then I'm not going to be able to like function and do all of the things. So this morning, even though I have so much to do, this was like the first hour over the last couple of days, I just like went to Myrtle and Cypress, my favorite little coffee shop, got a nice matcha and sat in the sun. And my God, it revived me so much. Like, I feel like I'm going to get way more done today because I like took that hour to just sit there and bask in the sun. So yeah, it's like lots to report, but not enough time.
We're both like in the thick of it. Like, I guess, and you've been good about posting. So if people want to see the real-time updates, go follow your account.
I also have been really good at posting on my close friends because it's kind of like a therapeutic like joke almost. Like the one yesterday where I had so much to do and I like knocked on my stepbrother's door and I was like, Bryce, will you entertain me? And he's like laying in his bed like, will I entertain you? No, I'm exhausted because we're both dealing with the music and we both have just kind of leaned into the chaos, I guess. Yeah. Like, there's no other way to navigate this period well right now. Like, stuff is everywhere. I don't have a kitchen table. Like, at one point over the weekend, there was like a full-sized bed frame like covering my fridge. And we were like reaching around it just to like get food out of the fridge. And like, it just, it is what it is. But, you know, I'll look back on this whole era and miss it for sure. And I've loved getting to live with my stepbrother the last couple of months. Like, I don't think often as adults, you get an opportunity to like move back in with your siblings and not like renew your bond. But like, of course, when we were in high school and college, we had like a different relationship than we do now, like post-college as adults. And we were like sitting on the deck drinking our coffee the other morning. And he was like, oh, when I get my own place, like I'm going to be so lonely. And I was like, oh, you're going to miss me. And he's like, no, I'll just miss the company. And I'm like, say it, you're going to miss me. And he's like, all right, I'll miss you.
That's sweet. And
I know, he's like my little buddy. Like, we just compliment each other really well, actually. And yeah, I'll miss him too.
That is sad because, yeah, when you move out, especially if you're like the oldest and a really younger sibling, they're still in like middle school or high school. And they're like annoyed. They think you're so annoying or you think they're so annoying when you move out. And then you become buddies, but then you're like adults and you have to live
elsewhere. Do our lives.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, because 5 years when we were in high school, like he was in 8th grade, I was a senior. Mm-hmm. Like obviously we weren't really hanging out in the same way.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't feel like that much of an age gap.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you guys have gotten to be close again and have that that time together, because you're right, like it goes away.
I know. Now Brennan, he graduated. He's the one in between Bryce and I. And I was like talking to him on the phone and I was like, well, do you want to get a place together since Bryce is leaving me? And he was like, I mean, actually, maybe.
Wait, so, oh my gosh.
I just hop eras from sibling to sibling.
That's so perfect.
So TBD, yeah. Who knows? Like Bryce and I joke every day. We're like, in a month from now, like life could be anything. And I'm leaning into that feeling exciting because if I stress, it's just not good. But yeah, peak of the week.
Yeah, I will say my peak is that, well, of course, just like getting excited about the wedding. And I'm excited that I just want it to be like a fun party. I have no expectations. I have some expectations, but like the biggest expectation is like, I just want to be a big party with my friends. And I want to like remind myself of that when, if there's like any stressful moments or like dumb things on the wedding day that like might make me mad or anything. Like, cause obviously it's going to happen to everybody. Like it's life. I just want to remember like, okay, as long as my guests are having fun and it's going to be a big party, that's all I care about. But I'm going to say my peak is, yeah, getting excited for that. And then also I got a facial at the Lifestyle Center here in St. Louis. It's like a med spa. And I got a hydrofacial, which McKenna got a bunch of hydrofacials for her wedding. So she recommended that to me. And then I also got Dermaplane, which I've been eyeing for the longest time, because all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I actually do have a lot of peach fuzz on my face. Like, where did this come from? I don't know if it's, I think it's always been there, but I just like have now been noticing it. Maybe it's gotten worse. I feel like it does get worse with age as well. But I just like love the idea of having my makeup going on very smoothly. A lot of makeup artists tell you dermaplane your face before big events, because it's just like taking off all that dead skin, all that hair that's on your face, so that the makeup can sit perfectly on top. Oh, yeah. And it doesn't grow back. Everyone that I was reading, it says it does not grow back like thicker or like any crazy. So, but I might keep it up because I really liked it. So that was my peak, getting a nice, I mean, it wasn't like relaxing. I mean, some parts were relaxing, but it was definitely more like they're sucking all the stuff out and like scraping it all off. So it was kind of a process, but highly, highly recommend. I went to Barb at the Lifestyle Center.
Amazing. Yeah, it feels so, it's like satisfying.
It was satisfying, yes.
I actually like dermaplaning so much that I just like got my own and I just do it now. I was so scared for like the 2 years that I would go in and get it. I was like, I can't be one of those people that does it myself. And then I started doing it myself and I was like, that's what I was afraid of. I've been shaving my legs, my cooch, my armpits like for a decade. And I'm like, why did I think shaving my face was going to be so scary? It does kind of make me feel like a man with his whiskers sometimes. I'm like in there. Like
I did try it at first. Like I tried it maybe like 2 or 3 months ago at home, but I think I'll need to ask you for tips or like actual like buy things. Cause I just like used ones, the facial razors that I had not used. They're brand new ones I had at home, but maybe there's like a certain kind that I need to get, like a certain process.
I know. Well, at first I was scared because I was like, what if I just like slice my face open? God. And there's so many little like crevices and, like, in your nose. And I don't know. I feel like the skin is actually more tough than I was expecting. Now I'm like, just like.
I love that. Okay. What's your peak?
My peak is, oh my God, am I going to say it? Okay. I'll give like the smallest crumb, but I had a really great Saturday night with Clay. We haven't had a date since January. So 5 months. We had like a no contact break and we both were just supposed to focus on ourselves. And it's amazing how you can go months without seeing or talking to someone. And if you like truly have that bond, it's just like, oh, yep, that's my person. Pick up where you left off. And I had the most like healing release, like a good cry, not like a sad cry, just like a relief cry. And he like helped with the moving sale and we like went for a walk and we went and got dinner. And we're both just like, our relationship is just maybe a different dynamic than most people, where it's just like, I do me, you do you. And when you think about your friendships, let's say there's someone who you've been best friends with for like years and years and years. You might have seasons where you get to hang out 3 times a week because maybe you live in close proximity, or you like had a class together, or you're like going to all these yoga classes. And then you might have a season where you go months without seeing each other. And that doesn't really mean that you're like not friends anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I've been reading a few books about like relationship dynamics. And one is called The Ethical Slut. And it talks about what we can learn from each type of relationship, like how in either like female-female or male-male relationships where there's more giving and receiving in sex. Like it's not always at the same time. And in open relationships, people are really good at communicating. And in hetero relationships, couples are really good at like aligning their lifestyles. Like all the different type of relationship dynamics. Like, we can learn something from them. And so I was just trying to take like little nuggets from all of the different types of friendships, you know, your work ones and whatever, and apply that to mine and Clay's relationship, I guess. And it's funny because like our parents or friends were like, so are you dating or you're not dating? And it's like, we're together, we're committed to each other. And they're like, what does that mean? I'm like, we know what it means for us. And we have our own boundaries and framework that we've both like agreed on. And at the end of the day, I think we both kept trying to like have this like perfect answer that made sense to other people. And then now we're just like, it makes sense to us. And like, that's literally all that matters. And after 5 months of like not talking, it was just like so nice to like hug my person again and cuddle and like go to dinner. And yeah, it was great.
Aw, that's so sweet. Well, I'm happy to hear that you had a great weekend.
Thanks. Thank you. Yes. Okay, listeners' peaks?
Yes. Okay, Erin said her peak is graduating college. Congratulations. Congrats to all the grads. You guys did that.
There's a bunch in here about running races. Emma said she signed up for a 5K. Katie said she beat her goal half marathon time by 10 minutes. And Lexi said she finished her second half marathon with a PR. So congrats to all of you guys who are in your running eras.
Okay, and then I guess a few more graduates that I'm seeing now that I'm scrolling. We have Grace, who also graduated and threw an amazing birthday party for her niece. So cute. Gabrielle also graduated. So cheers to all of you guys. This is such a good accomplishment. And yeah, I feel like we can end there. Okay, as always, send in your peaks on our Instagram page, Already Friends Podcast.
As a retail shop owner, I know how important it is to have a good, reliable POS system. That's why I'm so excited about our sponsor today, Shopify. Shopify has already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Track everything across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers both in-line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/alreadyfriends. That is all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/alreadyfriends to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/alreadyfriends. Thank you again to Shopify for sponsoring the Already Friends podcast.
I am very excited to tell you guys about one of our sponsors today, which is Gaia Provides. Gaia Provides has been an OG sponsor of the podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's because we love their products and we want to keep working with them. Gaia Provides is a holistic, small batch company making quality, lab-tested, hemp-based health and wellness products for your pets. So they make CBD treats, CBD tinctures, topical products specifically designed for pets. So it's cats, dogs, and equine. Both Allison and I have some pets that struggle with anxiety. Peaches has a little bit of anxiety. Margot has a little bit of anxiety. Our family dog Dudley, he gets so anxious, especially storms, and Guy Provides products have helped him, Margo, and Peaches so much. So we give Dudley the CBD tincture every single time there's a storm, and it really calms him down. I don't know why, but he freaks out with thunder, fireworks, and the Guy Provides CBD oil has been a lifesaver for Dudley. Margo absolutely loves the chewables. She goes nuts for them, and I'll give them to her when we leave the house for a little bit longer than usual because she has a lot of separation anxiety. She's a COVID March 2020 puppy, so I get it. Guy Provides is small batch and lab tested for quality, and they're a great company. They care about the community. Part of every single purchase is donated to one of their 3 partner rescue organizations, and they sponsor products for some of the rescue dogs that could benefit from CBD as well. So they just genuinely care and are really good people running this company. They are offering 20% off to customers with the code ALREADYFRIENDS. So if your pet, cat, dog, horse needs any CBD products, please check out Guy Provides and don't forget to use the code ALREADYFRIENDS for that 20% off. And thank you to Guy Provides for sponsoring the show. Okay, travel recommendations. I feel like a good place to start would be, Allison, where you've gone and where you recommend. And then we can also do places that you want to go to, and I can do one places that I've gone to, recommend, and places that I want to go to this summer.
Perfect. Quick little spiel. We've done an episode on how to plan the perfect trip. And I always say, like, you got to figure out your why. So starting with that point, if you want a summer trip where it's not so crowded and maybe the accommodations are cheaper, well, then it's probably low season in that area for a reason because of like weather. Maybe it's either way too hot or rainy season. But if you're into that and saving money and flexible on weather, then a place like Tulum could be great. I might go next week. We'll see what happens. But it's just, I prefer when there's not so many crowds. Like, it to me, like if I'm like in Paris and there's like thousands of people around me and it's like stench hot and everything's like gooey and it's so chaotic that I can't even really enjoy the place. Like, to me, I would not prefer that. I would rather go to Europe in the fall when it cools down a little bit and you can just feel like a little bit more like a local. So for summer, I would recommend Buena Vista, Colorado. It's a cute, cute little town. I think it would be a very romantic couple's getaway. Clay and I went a few years ago, or if you had little kids, it could be a really nice family trip. If you need a solo, quiet solitude trip, I would recommend it, but it's not going to be a great place to meet people because it's like very outdoorsy in a small little town. But that's just one place that like comes back up in my mind a lot.
That I've seen you post about there. I've never been there, but it looks so adorable and looks so fun. What was like the draw there? Is it more of like a get a really cute cabin and kind of hang out there? Is there like a cute little area for downtown shopping? What's the vibe?
Yeah, there's a small little downtown and there's good hiking quite nearby and a lot of cute little cabins. The main thing I remember from it is I was just like, it is so peaceful here. Like, I hope I'm not making this up, but I swear at 10 o'clock, this like siren went off to alert quiet hours in the whole town.
Wow.
I hope I'm not pulling that out of my ass. I swear that happened.
Okay, wait. So love that. If you need a quiet, outdoorsy spot, I feel like that's a great recommendation. I agree with overly crowded places. I like to avoid as well. I haven't been to too many places where they've been, you know, those videos that you see on TikTok where like everyone's fighting to get on the ferry to go to Greece or things like that. I haven't really experienced that. So I can't like say that I've been traumatized out of that or anything, but I do agree with you. Like, I just don't want to experience that. Like, if I can't avoid that at all costs, I will. Last summer, we went to Italy for my sister's wedding and we went to Florence for a day and it was very crowded. We also went to Cinque Terre, which is, that was like peak time to go there. And we tried to go on a day. We went on Friday and we tried to go before it got too busy, but it really was crazy crowded. And we just went for like a day trip. So it was fine, but it is so less enjoyable. Like every single train was packed. The beaches, you were literally sitting body to body on the beach. Like we found one spot. There was no shade. It was like, I'm glad we went because I don't know when I was going to go back. But yeah, if you can't avoid that, I think that's good. So I did also write down some spots that I highly recommend that are amazing, but you'll avoid those crazy crowds. If you're going to do Italy in the summer, we loved going to Tuscany, and that's kind of like the countryside of outside of Florence. And that was fun because we rented a car and that's where McKenna's wedding venue was. We had like this big villa with a pool. You don't have to rent a villa to yourself. There's so many bed and breakfasts out there that are the big villas where you just get your own room and you have an amazing pool out in the countryside. You can be in a winery. You have all these different options. So for Italy in the summer, I feel like that's a great option because Tuscany itself is spread out. You're not going to have those crazy overrun crowds. And I put down, I guess, other travel recommendations. I just put down a lot of US spots because I feel like everything is so expensive right now. Travel is actually insane. Just from working in a travel company the last few months and booking flights, I have been shocked. Are you experiencing this?
Yes, because on Wednesday I fly to California and then I fly to Charleston on Saturday and then I'll fly home and then I'll go to Tulum and I'm like, whoa.
It was not that expensive before.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because now, you know how there's like that little meter on Google Flights? It'll be like typical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is this typical? This is high.
This is high. This should be on the high radar. Yeah, I like need to find a way to work at an airline or something. Because literally, I mean, this is for work, but our flights to San Francisco, one of the days McKenna came out and she's our talent. Birmingham to San Francisco, $900 one way. Like, I know it was like last minute, but a last minute flight should not be like that was insane. And then Reno to St. Louis was like $450 one way. I'm like, what is going on? I don't know. Anyways.
I know. I thought about going to Tulum today.
Yeah.
And then flying Tulum to California. And okay, I get it was one day in advance, but I booked one day in advance all the time.
Yes.
It was $3,200.
No, exactly.
It's like, okay, back in the day, you could get it for like $400.
Yes.
What is going on?
A day of flight, $400. That's like what they cost. No matter where you were trying to go, day of, it's like $400. But now, $900, $3,200. What is going on?
Yeah, gouging. So, okay, back to
I was thinking of some really fun U.S. spots because honestly, some of my best summer vacations have been in the U.S. So for the Midwest girlies, I love Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. I think it's such a great spot. It's so much fun. It's this quaint little lake. You can walk around the whole lake. I mean, it's long, but it's like a nice 6-mile walk. You can go on a boat. You can finesse your way onto a boat with your friends, like me and my friends did. We just found people that let us on the boat and they ended up being Mizzou grads. So they were great above us in college and we had all these mutual friends. But no, it's just like such a cute town, adorable downtown, great restaurants, very affordable. So I love that one. I feel like a New England summer is on everybody's list. Like Taylor Swift singing about it. Everyone wants a New England summer. And if you have not done it, absolutely, absolutely make that at the top of your priority list for U.S. summer trips. Because a summer in Nantucket, like when I went to Nantucket, my life was changed. It is just such a different level of amazingness. Like they say it's like heaven on earth. And I would agree. Maybe not heaven, but it's really, really nice. So if you can get a group of friends, that would be a good trip to split things with. Like get a little Airbnb and kind of split the cost. Because Nantucket is known for being a little more expensive. But the beaches are just so lovely. Everyone's just so happy and kind of preppy vibes, but it's kind of fun to play into it and just really a cute, quaint downtown with fun restaurants, fun bars. So if I can get myself out to Nantucket or even Cape Cod, also love Cape Cod. Again, I would love that so much. It's just not that easy to get to because you have to go to Nantucket or you have to go to Cape Cod. And then for Nantucket, you take the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
But highly recommend it if you guys haven't done it yet.
Quick thing on that. I will second that. When Clay and I did a road trip up that whole coast,
mm-hmm.
Acadia National Park in Maine was adorable.
Yeah.
Portland, Maine was adorable. And then we did Cape Cod as well. And that's where we did the whale watching.
Nice.
And we went in like late May mm-hmm. and it was busy, but not unbearable out there. Like Bar Harbor, Rhode Island School of Design is in Providence, Rhode Island. I was like, where is it? And that mm-hmm. I loved that city. It was cute. So
yeah.
They're all so close together that if you're going to do that area, I feel like rent a car and try to hit a couple spots.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Providence. Great. Great spot too. I love that recommendation. Any of those like East Coast, cute little coastal towns are perfect. And this is on your list as well. But a road trip to Yellowstone or you put Lake Tahoe and that's on my want to go list. I haven't done Lake Tahoe in summer yet. But for me, I put a road trip to Yellowstone. I've done that twice now in the summer months. And even if that is the high season, like that is a very busy time for that park. It's spread out. You can't really tell. You're seeing lots of wildlife. Like there was a ton of buffalo when I was there. To plan it best, I would do Grand Tetons as well. Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons National Park. And we camped in the Grand Tetons at Signal Campground. I'll add that in the show notes. Jenny Lake is a great campground. And so is Signal. I think it was Signal Lake. Amazing. Best views of my life. So gorgeous. Grand Tetons is my favorite national park. It's just so stunning. And it's the perfect weather. Even though it's summer and you'd think it's like gonna be so hot and unbearable, it's just so nice. And Jackson, Wyoming is so cute. Oh my gosh.
I definitely need to go back. It's been a couple years, but
mm-hmm.
I agree. I think it's one of those places that if we weren't from the US, it would be like on our bucket list forever. And mm-hmm. we think it's so cool, but we're like really close that maybe we don't see it as being as majestic as it really is because it's amazing.
No, it's majestic. I 100% agree with you. It's just so stunning. So those are my US recommendations.
My last US recommendation would be doing the other side of the country up in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Do like Seattle and then go up to Vancouver. We just drove up, like rented a car in Seattle, drove up to Vancouver, and then you can drive up even further north to go to like Whistler and whatnot. And I also agree that in the summer, it's so pretty. Vancouver has the best thrifting and secondhand vintage scene I have experienced anywhere in the world. So if you are in the shopping mood, like a girl's trip to go shopping in Vancouver, oh my gosh, that would be so much fun. And then you could like balance it with the nature time. And then my last international recommendation would be the Portugal Algarve. Since it's a little more remote, I definitely think it would still be busy, but kind of how you said with Tuscany, it's not like the Rome, the Venice, the Florence. Since you kind of have to go out of your way to go there, I think the Algarve is a little less busy in summer because I don't remember it being unbearable when I went, and you can go surfing and like the beach culture is just really cool. And it's gorgeous, of course.
That sounds so amazing. Still have not been to Portugal or Canada. I need to go to Toronto or Vancouver or Montreal. Like, I need to get out there. Okay, what's on your want to go list? Should we rapid fire?
Rapid fire. Puglia, Italy.
You've been saying
dying
this one
to go for years.
I know. Like, I literally think of you every time I hear Puglia. Like, I think of Allison.
It will happen when it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And Oaxaca, Mexico, specifically. I'd love to go down to Puerto Escondido all the way at the very bottom. Buenos Aires has been on my list for a while. And then one I'm checking off on Wednesday, Encinitas, California, and Oceanside. There's this cute little like boutique hotel that has been on my list for a while. So I've been running around, but if they have occupancy, that's where I plan to stay and just kick back for a few days.
Oh, that's so nice.
How about you?
Okay, my must want to go, Lake Tahoe. Trying to go this summer. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to make the trip happen because especially I have another Visit California shoot in the summer. So I'm hoping I can like go and have them pay for my flights. That would be ideal. I have my friend Lexi. Her family has a house out in Lake Tahoe because she lives in San Francisco. So she goes out there all the time and she's been wanting me and my friends to come out. So I'm like, let's plan a weekend. Let's make that happen. I mean, also in the US, Glacier National Park. How have I not been there? And apparently summer is the best time to go. Also, that's probably one of the most overcrowded parks in the summer. So I would have to find a good time. That wouldn't be like too crazy to go there, but I really, really want to go there. I'm going to Vail this summer for a wedding. I have been to Vail before, but literally it's like a day trip. We were staying in another one of those towns and we just like went in for a day. But like, I don't feel like I've actually experienced Vail. And apparently in the summer, it's also so gorgeous. So hopefully I'll be going to a wedding there. I'm like 90% sure I'm going, but I have to still figure that out. And then, okay, Mackinac Island in Michigan. I would love to go there. Have you seen that? That's the island in Michigan with no cars. You either bike everywhere or they have like horse-drawn carriages or maybe golf carts. But the water just looks so blue. There's this very famous hotel out there. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised I haven't been out there yet because it's so iconic. I feel like it's kind of like a hidden secret of the US is Mackinac Island.
Yeah, and they probably want it that way.
Yes, I think you're right. And it's also that island cool. Where they have the mail girls and the mail guys like run off the dock and you have to like jump off the boat to give people their mail because there's no cars. So they do all the mail by like the docks. Have you seen those videos?
No.
They literally jump off the front of the boat, have to run on the dock, put the mail in the mailbox, and then run back to the boat. And if the boat leaves, like they're stuck there.
Oh my gosh. I love things that are so normal in other pockets of the world that like they don't think anything of it. And then when you're not from there, you're just like, whoa.
Like, well, that also might be that I think that was like the tryouts for the mailman. Cause I'm sure like when you're actually officially the mailman, the boat would wait for you. But actually, no, I think the boat has to leave because I feel like it's like a ferry or something. I don't know. There's something with it where like if the mail person doesn't get back on, like they just keep going.
So there's some urgency.
There's a sense of urgency. Like you have to get that mail to the end of the dock and run back. So I would like to go see that for myself. I want to go see the mail people in action. So that's where I want to go. And of course, I mean, last one, I put Albania, Montenegro, which that would be so sick. I want to see the Balkans.
When I was in Croatia, everyone kept saying like, go to Montenegro, go to Montenegro. And I just kept staying in Croatia and then went up to Hungary and I don't know. But yes, I want to see it so bad.
Yeah. Okay, crew. That was a quick, short episode. I do have to run. I sound so corporate.
Go, 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 I have to jump.
But I'm very excited
we'll
to share.
Back.
Yeah, we'll circle back with you guys. My bandwidth is low. No, I could keep going this corporate jargon. But no, I do have to do wedding things. I'm so excited to share updates. I'm so excited to see you, Allison.
I know. Oh my God. When has it been since?
I don't even want to think
about
that.
No, we can't do that.
We can't do that. It's so depressing. That's literally so sad. Well, it's going to be fun.
I'm proud of you for recording today, for going on the Visit California, for keeping your head up. Like, you're taking it all in stride. I'm very proud of you.
There's definitely things that haven't gotten done or like I've procrastinated quite a bit, but that's life. How you said, like, it's just everyone's busy. That's just how life is. And you can't be perfect. And again, my North Star, my top priority is everyone having fun. So at the end of the day,
you having fun.
Yeah, I guess me too. I need to like remind myself that too, honestly, that I need to have fun.
You have to enjoy it before anyone else does.
I know.
This is your day.
Okay, there's a book that I wanted to read. Maybe I can like read it really quick before I go to the wedding. But there's a book about like curating the energy for a party and like how the hosts are the ones that like set the tone for everybody. I saw it on TikTok like a few years ago. I'll have to think about that, what it's called, and find it for you guys. But like, I have been thinking about that. I'm like, we also have to set the tone and like be the fun ones and like be the energy people and all that stuff.
But don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah. No, I know that too. I'm not going to.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
everyone wish Kara congratulations on Sunday, May 26th.
Yeah. Julian's birthday.
No way.
Yeah. So sorry, Julian. Well, actually, good for him. Extra fun birthday party.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we will catch you guys next week. Thanks for being here and sticking around through our ever-changing seasons.
Yes, we'll catch you guys next time. Bye.
Bye. Okay, wait, really quick before you go, if you want a chance to be the Arty Friends Listener of the Week, we have something for you. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And for bonus entries, there's so many ways to support our show. Share about us on your Instagram story, engage with us over on TikTok, post on our Facebook group, join the Patreon page, or subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Make sure to send that rating and review to our Instagram page, Arty Friends Podcast, and we pick a new Listener of the Week every Wednesday. We'll send you a $10 Visa gift card if you win, just as a way of saying thank you, to buy you a coffee, buy you a sweet little treat, whatever you want. Thanks again, you guys. We appreciate you so, so much. And we'll catch you next week.